请看《启示录》第一章，我们从第九节读起，一直要读到二十节。
昨天陈博讲九八九，
《启示录》第一章第九节，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证。曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I John was also in the brotherhood, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个时候，这个约翰已经九十多岁。
At this time, John was over 90 years old.
他是教会的长老。
He's an elder.
但是他说我是你们的弟兄。
Yet he said that he was a brother.
所以在教会里面，无论是长老，无论是执事，无论是监督，是牧师，都是弟兄姊妹，大家在主面前都是平等。
Therefore, we know in the church whether it's a minister, whether it's a brother, whether it's an elder, whether he's a deacon, he is most important of all a brother in Christ.
你想到弟兄啊。我们就发现有一位共同的父亲在身上分布。
Whenever we talk about brother, that implies we all have the same father.
他就把我们所有的关系都缩短了，距离都缩短了，都变成骨肉之亲。
And that relationship shortens all our distance. We are kinsmen. We are relatives.
现在看第十节。当主日，我被圣灵感动。听见在我后面的大声音如吹号说
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet
请注意这个主日两个字这是就是礼拜天你讲礼拜天的主日整传本圣经就这一个地方讲到主日
Here we notice it says the Lord's day and that is Sunday the whole Bible this is the only time that it talks about the Lord's day
你看英文叫做 Lord's Day 他不说了 Day of Law 就是说这不同主的日子和主日是不一样的
There is a difference between the Day of the Lord and the Lord's Day
我们讲主的日子 Day of Law 是什么意思呢就是耶稣基督再来的时候地上有大灾难主要审判世界那叫做主的日子
When we talk about the Day of the Lord we are referring to the second coming
但是当主日呢这个 Lord's Day 这个主日呢是指的七日吉日就是今天礼拜天就叫做主日跟主的日子不一样
Here it says the Lord's Day and that is talking about the first day of the week and that is Sunday
所以今天的信息就叫做主日讲这个主日礼拜天主日
This is the topic of our message today that is the Lord's Day
在今天这个日子有五个动作都要注意有五件事情或者五个动作都要注意
We have picked up five verbs or five action words to talk about the Lord's Day
这里面讲到第十节的看当主日我被圣灵感动听见一个动作听见在我后边有大声如吹号说
And here verse 10 it says I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me that's the first action word heard meBehind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
第十一节说，你所看见的当写在书上，哪有以弗所、斯美纳、提加、摩菲亚、推拉、撒迪菲拉、铁非、老底加的七个教会。
And then verse 11, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia.
所以这里面第一个听见是听见主的声音，听见主的话语。
So the first word here, the first verse.Is the
听见主的话语就听见主的
话语
那么十二节说什么十二节我转过身来这个转身是第二个动作是的转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话一转过来就看见一个新灯台
And then verse 12 And I turned to see the voice that spake to me And being turned I saw certain golden candlesticks
听见神的话语之后一定有个反应 这个反应就是转过身来，转身来。
After hearing the Lord's voice, there must be a reaction, and the reaction is to turn about.
我们没有听见主的话语之前，常常的先行己路，任意妄为。
Before we hear God's voice, many times we just do our own thing.
但是听到主的话，一定会采取一个动作，转身回心转意的，转一个方向朝向神的。
But when we hear God's voice, then we think, we turn about, we turn toward God's direction.
所以转身之后，接下来就看见，你看下面第三看见，看见是第十二节讲，转过来就看见一个金灯台。
And thirdly, it's visible. That is also in verse 12. I turned and saw the seven golden candlesticks.
这个灯台是什么东西呢？后面有解释，那七个灯台就是七个教会。
And later on, we see that the seven candlesticks were referring to the seven churches.
第三节啊，灯台中间。有一位好像人子，就是耶稣，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间做个金带。
13 In the midst of seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle.
第十四节，他的头与发皆白如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
14 His head and his hair were white like wool, and as white as snow.And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
第十五节，脚好像在炉中锻炼的光明的铜，生命如同种子的生命。
15 And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
六节，他右手拿着七个星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
16 And he had in his right hand seven stars.Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
这个七星后面讲的是教会的使者，就是神的仆人。
The seven stars later on we see that refer to the servants, talking about servants of the churches, the messengers.
第十七节，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前。这个扑倒有这个动作，就是降服下来，扑倒在他脚前。像死了一样，他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后。”
Seventeen, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet. Fell at his feet. This again is one of the action words we have here. As dead, and he laid. This is also one of the action words. His right hand upon me, saying unto me, "Fear not. I am the first and the last."
你看，扑倒以后，人一扑倒，神就按手。你降服在他面前。他就赐福于你，按手在你身上。
So we see in 17 that once a person falls upon his feet, Jesus feet, then Jesus would lay hands on the person.
第十八节，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，是活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的药。
18 I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell.
十九节，所以你要把所看见和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
19 Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
论到你所看见的，在我手中右手中的七个星和七个星灯台的奥秘，你看，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七个灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
我们的圣经读到这里啊。
到我们的历史。
我们曾经介绍过一个属灵的原则。
We have in the past introduced a spiritual principle.
凡是圣经中间第一次出现的。它本身都有代表性。
Those occurrences, the first occurrence in the Bible, always symbolize and represent certain things.
那么这里面主日是圣经唯一的一次出现主日，其他讲其实第一日什么就是代用词，主日就这一个地方，所以主日我们要学习从他的主日的经验里面学到许多功课。
And therefore, here we in the passage we read about the Lord's Day.First occurrence and also the only occurrence in the Bible. Therefore, we have the Bible.
我们在今天这个主日至少有五个动作要好好的掌握，抓住这五个动作来到神面前求神赐福我们。
Today we like to learn from five action words in this passage that we have just read and may God bless us.
第一次要听见主的声音。
First of all, to be able to hear the Lord's voice.
主的声音就是主的话语。
The Lord's voice, and that is also the Lord's sound.
主的话语都出于圣经。
And we know the Lord's voice represents the Lord's words, and they all come from the Bible.
所以礼拜天来到主前，我们要听道，要听讲台把神的话告诉我们。
Therefore, on the Lord's day, we need to come to the church and listen to God's words from the sermon.
我们不需要听一些世界的学问。
We don't need to learn about worldly knowledge.
因为世界学问有很多人都在讲了，就不用找我们教会来讲。
Because there are many people that are talking about the worldly knowledge.
我们所需要讲的是圣经里面上帝的道，上帝的话。
What we really need to talk about and to listen to are the words of God.
这个是世界上许多大有智慧人、很高有知识水准人都不懂的，不明白的。
The Lord's words are something that many people, even though very educated, they do not know.
所以我们要有一种谦卑受教的心来领受主的道。
Therefore, we need to be humble in order to listen and to understand God's word.
可是我们常常犯一个毛病。
But many times we have a problem.
我们常常凭自己的选择说、啊、这个讲员讲的怎么样，那个讲员怎么样，这一家讲台怎么样，那个教会讲，我们常用凭自己眼光来分辨来选择。
But many times we tend to choose by our own appetite, spiritual appetite. We say that this church is better, they have a better speaker.
就拿昨天晚来讲，昨天晚我在第二家布道，那教会有一半的人就是看了那个电视节目，天之间跑来参加聚会。
Last night I was at the Second Home of Christ. We had an evangelistic meeting. About half of the people that went there because they have heard our TV program.
他说我在电视上看见你，我要想亲眼来看看你。
They said we have watched your program on TV and we want to see what you're really like.
我说当然你来看我，我当然很高兴了啊。但是我告诉你，不要来看人，你是来听道。不管任何人站在讲台上讲神的道，你都可以得到一处，得到帮助。
I said, of course, I'm flattered that you're here to see me, but really, the intention, the motivation ought to be to listen to God's word. Whoever he is that is speaking, you ought to want to listen.
但是今天一般的教会都有一个毛病，有许多人是到处听到，把这一家听见，那家听见，跟着到处跑，不肯固定在一个教会里面领受神借着讲台给他的祝福。
There is a very common problem today, and that is people tend to like to listen to the speaker, so they follow him around, they go to different churches, they don't.Like、to stay in one church.
我们知道今天这个日子在台湾，对台湾来讲是个很重要的日子。今天是4月5号，台湾的老总统去世12周年的日子。
We know today is a very important day in Taiwan, but this is the anniversary of the day that our former president of Taiwan died.
我曾经在那个老总统的礼拜堂，66年、67年，他在讲2年，在那里逐日讲道。
1966 and 1967, I preached to the president at the time in Taiwan.
我能够到那去讲道，是因为有一个弟兄替我铺了路。
The reason I was able to preach there was because some brother in the church had prepared the way for me.
那位弟兄，也许我们中间如果在空军服务都晓得，有一个叫陈怀生的弟兄，他飞的 U-2 airplane 里头，空高空侦察机的，他是蒋总统非常欣赏的一个青年军官。
Those of us who are familiar with the Air Force probably know him, Chen Huai. He was a favorite of the former president.
后来他飞到大陆去，被他们打下来，他殉职了，殉国了。
And later on, he flew over mainland China and he was shot down and he died.
那个老总统就把他非常爱他，就叫他不叫他他这个单身的这位弟兄，就叫他宿舍里面把他所有的书日记都拿来看看他的日记。
And because he was single, no one was going to inherit the things that he had, so the president decided to take his stuff and to read it, especially the diary.
那么在日记里面，他常讲提到我的名字，因为他在我们教会里面听到，他每一次听到有印象都写下来，所以他日记里写了很多神的话，也提到我的名字，所以老总统就当然就找我来讲道。
And the president reading his diary found Reverend Cole's name in there, also with.Other passages, Bible passages, and also sermons. So the president decided to ask Reverend Cole to speak there.
我还记得第一次那位陈弟兄到我们教会来听道是怎么样子的。
So remember the first time when Brother Chan came to our church.
那么介绍他来找我的那个弟兄说啊，他说这位陈弟兄啊，他说他是中文英文都很好，是个最好的空军军官啊，连电影都不看，每天上下班了就念书，都非常爱主的一位弟兄。
The man that brought him to see me said to me that this man, he is a great Air Force officer, he's good in Chinese, English, he's very dedicated, he doesn't even go to movies.
但是他说他就是一样，听到啊要选择，他到台北有好多叫一百多家，他这家听听那家听，好像吃到吃馆一样，这家吃那，到处听完了都坐不住，坐着就走了，办一次两次就跑掉。
The only problem that he has is that he likes to listen to different sermons, like a connoisseur. He would go try different restaurants, but instead he would go to different churches and to listen to sermons and to pick out the best one.
那么这位介绍他的弟兄说，他说我希望他在你们教会啊能够坐得住，他这样讲。
And the brother that brought him over said that I hope that Brother Chan will stay in your church.
我就告诉那位陈弟兄，我说你如果来听我讲道啊，也最多听三四次你要走掉，听不爱听了。但是你如果是要听神的话，任何人讲你可以一辈子听下来都不会厌烦。
I said now if you have come to listen to me, then maybe you can listen to it for three or four times. But if you have come to listen to the Lord's word,Then you can stay here for all your life.
我说你不是英文很好吗？这英文有一个 slang 叫做 a rolling stone gives us no mouth， 你懂不懂？哎，他说谢谢指教，谢谢你指教。
And I said, well, you're pretty good in English. A rolling stone gathers no moss. You have heard of that?
转动的石头不会生胎，对不对 ？Rolling stone gives us no mouth. 你这个老是动动动，哪里会生胎？你老是跑来跑去，听来听去，你永远不会扎根。你不能真的有系统的领受神的道。
And that is if you keep moving around from different churches, you'll be like a rolling stone. You can't have any roots, spiritual roots. You must stay in one church.
所以我这句话把他抓住了，在我们这听到听了好几年，一直听到他去世。
So with these words, I think he remembered it, and so he stayed in our church until he died.
所以我很恭敬的奉劝我们中间每一位，我们是来听神的话，不管讲台是什么人。要他讲神的话要听，他要不讲神的话，哪怕你最佩服的人，他不讲神的话，你也不要听他。
Therefore, I like to beseech all of you, and that is to listen for the Lord's word. Whoever he is, if he listens, if he preaches God's word, then you listen to him. Otherwise, you shouldn't.
当你听到神的话之后，你有一个必然的反应，就是转身，会转个身的。转身就是原来走这个方向回头了，原来走世界路，现在走向神了，一定有转身。
A very normal reaction after listening to God's word is to turn about.
当年耶稣降生的时候，东方几个博士去朝见耶稣，朝见耶稣之后献上礼物之后，他就从另外一条路回去了，没有再到耶路撒冷去跟希律王去交通了。
When Jesus Christ was born, we know that there were three wise men that came from the east. They followed the star. They came to see Jesus Christ. But after they saw Jesus Christ, they did not follow their former path.Turned around as they went about a different way.
每一次听到神的话之后，一定有感动。我应当为主放弃些什么？我应当为主得罪些什么？摆上些什么？一定有这样的反应。
Every time we listen to the sermon, listen to God's words, we must have some reaction. And that is for God's sake, we must give up something, we must gain something.
你在思想意念中间一定有个新的感觉、新的决定，需要放弃一些东西了，需要真正摆上一些东西了。那是很强烈的一种感觉，这叫做转身，整个换了一个方向。
There must be new revelations, new changes about what we need to do, what we need to give up, and that is what we mean by turning about.
我还记得有一年我在台湾的到监狱里去布道的时候，有一个反应，我到现在是不能忘记那个反应。
I still remember when one time I was preaching in Taiwan, I went to a prison, and there was a reaction that I cannot forget.
我向他们讲那个哥哥他翻了十字架。
And I was preaching about Calvary.
耶稣基督在中间，左边一个强盗，右边三个十字架都在哥哥他山上竖立起来。
And I was preaching about the three crosses there, Jesus Christ in the center and the two robbers on the side.
有一个不悔改的强盗讥笑耶稣说：“哎，你如果神的儿子，可以救我们下来，也救你啊，我就相信你啊。”
And one of them, he did not trust believing Jesus Christ, the robber. He was ridiculing.
但是那个悔改那个强盗立刻责备他，说你我都是犯罪人，你还不怕谁呢？
And the other robber, he rebuked the robber. He said, you and I, we deserve what is coming to us. Why is it that you do not repent?
底下有句话很重要，他说我们所受的刑罚和我们所犯的罪相称相等，我是该死该亡，罪报我钉死，没有话说，我所做的跟所受的相称。他讲这句话。
And he said we really deserve what is coming to us.
好了，这篇道讲完之后，立刻有人就反应站起来了。
And after this message in the prison, right away there were some response.
我还记得他名姓江的，江永通，一个姓江的一个，他本来是杀人犯，他这里面是个杀人犯。
And there was a man by the name Jiang, and he was caught in there for murdering.
他是这样一个非常败坏人，他利用他的太太，把他太太拿去引诱人，等到人家跟他太太好的时候，他就出来了，威胁他，这叫做什么仙人跳大概啊？不叫什么仙人跳，怎么翻译不晓得，仙人跳怎么翻译？反正有这么坏事，他利用太太去跟人家犯奸淫，等到人家正在犯奸，他就出来，哎，敲诈了多少万多少钱？那个人不给他钱，他把人杀死，不但杀了一个，他一个儿子也把他杀掉了。你看这个人。
This was a very bad man. He used his wife to tempt other people, and once he found that the other person had fallen for his wife, then he would try to catch them and ask them and try to get some money from the man. Otherwise, he would kill the guy. In this incident, he killed the guy and also his son.
我去讲到的地方是看守所。什么叫看守所呢？还没有定案，嫌疑犯还在审案，他可以上诉啊。他在看守所里面，这个人听完了道，他立刻站着说：“我放弃上诉，因为我所做的跟我所受的相称。”他立刻引用神的话来说他自己。
And when I was preaching there, this was a detention center. This was a place where people were held and they could petition. And this man was intending to petition. But when I preached about this, and when this man heard about this, this act was deserving, his punishment was deserving, he said, I give up my petition. What I did really deserves what is coming to me.
所以他后来果然放弃上诉了，就判了刑，判了15年，因为他讲到一些什么原因了，他自己判了他15年关在牢里面。
So he gave up petition and he was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
然后我们就给他联络，帮助他。他关了整整十年之后，因为行为良好，把他放出来了，假释放出来。
So he was sentenced and he was held in prison. We tried to help him, but he was released because of good conduct.
这十年中间，他变成了传道人了。他天天在十年埋在这个在这个监牢里面就埋头读经。我们给他许多供应，帮他念经、函授学校，他成为一个传道人。出来了，他可以传道。
So during the time that he was in prison for 10 years, he studied the Bible, and we gave him a lot of material, and he also took some correspondence courses. He became the preacher after he got out.
这是一个人很强烈的反应，听了道马上转身，马上悔改，马上变一个人了，成为上帝的仆人了。
This is a very contrasting response, and that is he heard God's voice, and he turned about, he became a preacher.
第三，我们还要看见，转身还要看见，看见什么？看见神的荣耀。
Thirdly, after we turn about, we also need to see. And what is it that we need to see? We need to see God's glory.
看见耶稣基督是在一个灯台中间行走的一位神。
And to see that Jesus Christ is the one that walks about among the seven golden candlesticks.
在第二章第一节就讲到，在七个金灯台中间行走的耶稣是在教会中间行走的一位主。
And this is in chapter 2 verse 1. It talks about Jesus Christ is the one who walked in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
所以我们应当有这么一个认识，我们不是狭窄的只想到我们基督之家一家二家三家，我们要想到全湾区全美国全世界所有神的教会都是神所爱的，神都是主耶稣在里面走，他在七个教会，七代表完全，所有完全教会都在他行走，他在照顾，在看顾这些教会。
So this is the type of understanding we must have. We should not just look at our own churches, the home of Christ. We ought to look at all the churches in the Bay Area, and in northern United States, also in the whole world. This is the type of concept we need to have.
更要紧还看见什么呢？这位主啊，右手第16节拿着七个星。这个七个星就是教会的使者，就是神的仆人。
Also in verse 16, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and the seven stars refer to the seven angels of the churches.
这是很重要一件事情啊。 教会的职责就是神差遣他服侍教会的。
This is very important. The angels of the churches, the messengers of the churches, the servants, they are to serve the church.
这个职责用什么来服侍教会呢？用神的道，他传信息，有这个 message， 有这个信息传出来，他这个职责来服侍教会。
And how do they serve? They serve with the word of God. They serve with the messengers of God.
那换句话说，每一个教会有神的仆人，这神的仆人是在哪里呢？在耶稣基督的手中，你看他右手拿着基督，他抓住，原来是把他抓住。神的仆人在神的手里，在神的手，神抓住他，换句话，神约束他，管制他，不让他乱来。
We also see that a servant starts in God's hand, and therefore the servants of God are in God's hand. They are to be disciplined by God.
所以我们来到主前，看见什么？看见主的荣耀。主的荣耀在哪里？他在七个教会中行走，他自己负责照顾教会，而且他抓住每一个神的仆人。你看，这是我们应当看见的一个真理。
So what is it that we see? We see God's glory. We see Jesus Christ walking amidst the churches, and also with the seven stars, and that is the servant of God in His hand.
我想我们最近几天如果看报纸、看电视，一定会有一些这个新闻弄得很困扰，是不是？
If we have been watching the news, we must be disturbed by certain news today.
电视的布道家居然犯奸淫，那个所谓道德的大多数人赚了不少几百万美金，都放在口袋里了，也没有拿到非洲去。一个贪财，一个好色，财色两者都发生在神的仆人身上。你看看。
We have heard about the TV evangelists commit adultery. We have heard about the moral majority.Group, they had gotten a lot of money, yet they did not send it out, they pocketed it. These are the things that we have heard about today.
我接到许多电话，
I received many phone calls.
有很多弟兄们当面问我，这怎么解释？你让我怎么解释这个？
Some people confronted me with, how are we going to explain that?
这些传道人都很有能力啊，很多人他传道信了，带领不少人悔改，他怎么做这种事情来？
These are very powerful preachers. How is it they have led so many people to Christ, yet they do certain things?
在我们中间还有一位弟兄，本来决定要这个复活节受洗的，因为看见报、看到电视上，他告诉我要考虑考虑了，我要考虑到底基督教是搞什么的。他说。
In fact, we have heard even amidst us, there is one who is intending to be baptized this coming Easter, yet he has changed his mind.
昨天晚上还有一个弟兄当面也问我这个问题，我就想到 Shakespeare 讲过一句话。
Last night someone also asked me about this kind of thing, and it reminded me something that Shakespeare had said.
Shakespeare 讲过，他说所有闪闪发光的东西啊，不一定都是黄金啊。
Shakespeare has said that which glitters is not necessarily gold.
All is not gold that glitters. 所有东西闪闪发光，不见得都是黄金，很要紧这句话。
Not gold that glitters.
所以你就看见，我们不是说，主不是这样讲过吗？当主将来再来的时候，有人说我奉你的名传道，我奉你的名赶鬼，我奉你的名行许多异能。主说我不认得你，你作恶的人离开我去吧，我不认得你。
The Bible has said that when people will come to seek you, this will be to come again and say that I have in your name, I have preached in your name, I have cured, healed people. Yet Jesus will say.
我们真是怕等到那天，如果说我不认得你，你给传道传三十年，他不认得你，为什么不认得你？因为 disorder， 因为他作恶破坏神的次序，所以神就不认得你。
There are people that have preached over 30 years, and yet Jesus Christ will say, "Go away, I don't know you." Why? Because they have broken the order.
圣经告诉我们说，每个人有他自己的正常的关系，夫妻的婚姻关系。在夫妻正常关系之外的一切的非正常的性关系都是 disorder 破坏次序，这神不认得。
The Bible talks about relationships, correct order of relationships, man and wife, and if there's any relationship that is outside of this order, that is this order, and Jesus will say, I don't know.
所以就是说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离开真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。
The Bible also says that greediness is the root of all evil. And there are some people, because of their greediness for money, and these things have become sins and have pierced through their hearts.
这个贪财就是破坏上帝的经济次序，经济的次序被他破坏。
And greediness is breaking the order of the economic laws of God.
那么那个好色就是破坏上帝的伦理的次序。
And that is lustful, that is breaking the order of the moral.
这个叫做作恶，什么叫你们作恶人离开我，就做就 disorder， 你破坏秩序。
Temptations. We cannot guarantee what we are going to do if we were in this man's shoes.
那第二点就是说，我们要记住这些。我们常常学习在主日应当学到的，我们听主的道，我们回心转意，我们看见主的荣耀，还要怎么样辅导下来降服，还要接受主的按手，这样的人才能或者说保守自己不落在那种试探中，不会犯罪。
Therefore on the Lord's day we must listen to God's voice, we must turn about because of listening to His words, and then we must see His action, then we must fall upon His feet in order to have Jesus laid hands upon us.
那我们讲到怎么样辅导，他说这个一看到主就辅导在他脚前，当我们每一个人需要降服在主的面前，这是崇拜的一个主要的内容，是不是？
This here to fall at his feet. Now, how are we going to do that? This is really the essence of worship.
我记得前几个主日我介绍过这个 worship， 这个崇拜啊，在希腊文叫做 proskuneo 这个字。 proskuneo 是希腊文，两个意思，一个 surrender， 一个 kiss。一个投降，一个吻他，这叫做崇拜。
I have talked about this before. Worship means first to kneel, and that contains two meanings. One is to surrender, and one is to kiss.
就是我们来到主面崇拜他，就降服在他面前，五体投地，完全投降，说啊，你所做的都对，你让那些临到我任何事情都有好的，不管好坏，我都接受，这个完全的投降。
To surrender, to fall at Jesus' feet, and that is to say everything that Jesus has done, God has done, is right for me.
而且这样做的时候是有种 kiss， 一种吻他，表示说爱心的顺服，爱心的降服，不是勉勉强强的，不是很不高兴啊，心不甘情不愿的那样，是在完全爱心的顺服，这叫做崇拜。
And the second aspect is to kiss, and that is to say to surrender lovingly, to be willingly.To submit to God.
你看见保罗变成保罗，圣经里面讲到，那个大马色里头，那个大官把他造倒、扑倒了，他就变了，他就变成保罗，变保罗了。原来逼迫教会，现在变成追随耶稣，成为主的工人了。
In the Bible, we read about the conversion of Paul. He used to be Saul, and then he became Paul, and that was because on the road to Damascus, he was changed completely.
所以我们看圣经里面讲到，都是这样。你像第六一乐是雅各。本来雅各在地面一乐的时候，大腿窝被神窝了一把弯了，他不能行动了，他败在神的手下了，他才是真正的得胜。
When we read about Jacob, we found out that his conversion was also the same way. He was wrestling with the angel of God. He fell upon on the ground, and then he was touched by the angel, and then he became a winner after that.
我不知道弟兄姊妹能够领受这个意思吗？我们要学习失败，不是败在人前。败在神前，我们失败在神的手下，这是我们真正的得胜。
We need to learn from our failures. It is not failures because we lose for other men, but rather we lose to God, and that is true victory.
如果我们今天一点点不如意事情就怨天尤人，你没有服下来，你没有在神前降服，你还是自己在那边自己在出头，自己追冤，自己在那边是心怀不平，口发怨言，这都没有降服。
If we're in trouble today and we complain about our circumstances, then we are really not surrendered to our own predicament that is God has placed upon us.
不管今天神给你的家庭怎么样的家庭，你的事业怎么样事业，你的教会怎么样教会，你就认定现有的，注意啊，永远是最好的。现有的永远是最好的。
Whether it's a church, it's a home, it's a career, it's a job, you must not complain. You must think that the present is always the best.
那么你就照着就现在上帝给你安排，就把它接受下来。也有许多不满意的，也有许多不如你的意思，也有许多跟你有冲突矛盾的，你都把它接受下来，当作功课来学，当作恩典来接受。你看看，你这样服下来，就叫做败在神的手中。你立刻的接受下面那个按手，主就给你，你辅导他按手，他加添你力量，重新得到力量。
Now, You must accept your present predicament, whether it is family life, whether it's job or the church. And then you do not complain. You accept that as a challenge, as a lesson. And then you are yielding to God, and then God will lay hand on you.
你看，当这个约翰扑倒在地，主用的右手按着他，说不要害怕，我是首先的，我是末后。
Therefore we see in verse 11 that right away when John he yielded, right away God with his right hand saying, I'm Alpha, I'm Omega, the first and the last.
这个首先末后 Alpha, Omega 什么意思？就是他是父，他是一切的开始，他也是一切的结束，开始结束都在他里面。
Alpha and Omega are referring to the beginning and to the end.
有一个神学家解释了 He is the first cause and the last result. 他是第一个原因也是最后的结果，这就是首先末后的意思。
One theologian has said that he is the first cause and the last result. That is the meaning of this passage here.
换句话说，一切的原因他是头一个原因，任何事情发生他是责任，然后最后的结果他也是责任的，只要你顺服他，无论原因结果都在他里面。
And that is saying that he is the primary cause, he is the first cause of all causes, and also he is the final consequence. Everything is included in him.
但是很多人不我很难接受这个真理，总觉得哎呀主啊太难了，我不懂为什么这样，主说我所做的你现在不知道，后来必定明白。
Many people don't understand that and cannot accept that. But Jesus has said that what I'm doing now you don't understand, but one day you shall.
所以当他一按手在你的里面的时候，你就是重新得到力量。
And therefore when he lays hand on you, you will regain strength.
你把一切的那个问号，心中的问号都把它拉直了，这个问号拉直了变成感叹号，所有的疑惑都变成赞美。
And all the question marks you have, you will be able to straighten out this curly part, and it will become a straight line and a dot. That's an exclamation mark of praises.
你知道这个在83年11月啊，如果诸位还记得83年没有几天前，那个时候电视上有一个叫做 The Day After, 有没有？就是那个核子弹爆炸了的那个 The Day After, 有这么一个电视，记不记得？
In November 1983,there was a TV program called the Day After.
然后人家就说这怎么办？那天以后怎么办？就讲的 Day After 怎么办？我们今天这个问题是 The Day Before. 在那个日之前我们该怎么办？
Everyone was wondering about what was going to happen the day after the nuclear conflict, the nuclear power conflict. Yet Christians, we are looking at the day before.
就是说当那个日子没有来之前我们应该怎么办？我们应当怎么样准备自己去面临任何的灾难，我们已经预备好自己。
And that is before the end of the world, before Jesus shall come, how should we prepare ourselves?
那最好的方法就是在主日时候接受这五个动作。
And the best way is to, on the Lord's day to know these five action words.
我们谦谦卑卑的在主面前领受他的话。
And humbly we receive God's words before the Lord.
我还记得我在那个台湾那个老总统的讲道时，有一次有个经验我不会忘记。
I still remember something that happened when I was preaching to the president at the time.
在他那个礼拜堂啊，总统府礼拜堂还也只有我们这么大，还没有这么宽的窄窄长长的一个教堂，最多坐100个人，我讲。
In this little chapel in the presidential mansion there, there was a small chapel.That held maybe 100 people.
那么在里面参加的聚会的人呢，都带着名条，都是政府的高级官吏啊，部长以上的什么才来参加这样。
Everyone that went was a high-ranking official, and they all had a name tag.
我发现我们以前那个老总统是个很谦卑的人。
I found out that our old former president he was really a very dedicated Christian. He was a very humble one.
因为他们聚会是上午礼拜天上午11点钟整整的到12点钟，一个钟头，不能多一点也不能少啊。
They started their service at 11 o'clock and then ended at 12.
那么在11点前就是说10点55分的时候他的车子已经到，他的轿车到了，一定准时，聚会前5分钟他已经到了。
He was always very punctual at 10:55, his limousine would come.
他那个规矩是这样的啊，讲员呢就站在那个门口等他，他的10:55车一定到的时候呢他出来了，他的夫人也出来了啊，然后他些侍从人员陪着他， 那我们给他行个礼，就陪他走进来，他一走进，大家全体都做好都站起来欢迎他。
And the way it happened was that at 10:55, his limousine would arrive, and the preacher would greet him at the door, and then he and his wife, and also all the attendants, would walk in. And when they walked in, everyone that was already there at the chapel would stand up.
他实在是一个相当敬虔的人，因为他工作那么忙啊，他每个礼拜天总是来。我那才讲两年的道，只有他几次没有来，两三次没有来，就都来，每次都来聚会。
He was very dedicated. In the 2 years time that I preached there, maybe he only missed 2 or 3 times.
他如果今天有特别的事情不能来的话，他到的时候就55分、10:55、10:50，他那个通长来告诉你说，牧师啊，今天老先生叫老先生有事情了，不能来了，你到时候就开始聚会了，这样。
And if he was deterred by anything that he could not come, he would always send someone to tell me.
Ahead of time, saying that he was not able to make it. So this one day he said he was
not able to make
it because there were some foreign guests.
So I started the service on time.
他那个机会没有什么私会，我们就是一个人从头到尾这样，自己领会，自己讲道，自己什么都是一个人的啊。
And there weren't too many different people. There weren't any song leaders, anybody. I was the only person there, and I did everything.
我就开始唱诗了。
So I started singing.
然后祷告了。
And then prayed.
然后就念起英文了。
And read the responsive reading.
我正在读起英文，读了一半还不到。
I was in the middle of the responsive reading.
因为我是面对门口在那，我看得见，人家看不到是吧？哎，一看那个车子来了，他那个轿车来了，他很长的一个轿车，那个车开到了。
And I was of course standing up here.And I saw that his limousine had arrived.
Yeah, 这糟糕！一看，他站着，他出来了，从轿车里出来了。
Then I noticed that he stepped out of the car.
那个时候我就没有时间考虑啊，该怎么办？这怎么处理？
So I didn't know what to do at the point.
照着惯例，他一来，大家就得站起来，起立，站着起来，给他行礼，给安，给他表示尊敬。但是我已经开始聚会了，那我怎么能停下来说大家起立啊？这就很不，这对我们主很不礼貌，对不对？
Usually people would see him coming, would announce about his arrival, would call to attention, and everybody would stand up. But I was in the midst of responsive reading. I could not do that.
他老家人习惯了，他一车子出来就站在门口，他站着等一下，他希望我叫口令，要请立。但是我看怎么办？我一想不能看他，又看他糟糕了，我就不看他，我看圣经了。
And of course, he was the president. He was used to.Wait until people stand up. So he stood there and waited at the doorway. And then I didn't know what to do, so I pretended I didn't see him. I just focused my attention to the Bible.
我实在没有够多时间考虑，我只能想一件事，我不能得罪人间的君王，不能得罪这天上的王。我是想到这个。
And I didn't know what to do. All my concern was I do not want to offend the king of all kings. I could offend a leader in this world.
对，我就照念我的起经文，不理他。
So I kept on reading from the Bible.
那么这个老先生他站了一下，看我没有反应啊，他就自己走进来。
So when he noticed that I did not pay any attention to him, so he walked in.
我就偷偷的看他一下怎么走。
So then I tried to peek and see how he was coming in.
我在这做郑重的、忠实的见证。我见证老总统是个谦卑的基督徒，因为什么？他走进来不是大摇大摆的走，他平常就是这样走路。他今天他知道这个聚会开始了，他就弯着腰走路，轻轻的这样垫着脚走进来。
So here I am testifying that he was a very dedicated Christian because he usually walked in very majestically. Yet on that day he noticed everybody was reading from the Bible. He came in with his head facing downward and bowed.And he walked in very quietly.
那实在是很谦卑，他不必对我客气嘛。那时候我20年前还年轻的小伙子的，所以他凭什么对我什么客气呢？他不必，他真的看见神在这里，他是谦谦的走进来，弯弯腰坐在那默祷。我看安静的坐祷，默祷的。
I know that he wasn't really paying any honor to me because I was a very young man at the time, but he was because of his fear and respect for God. Therefore, he tiptoed in, and then he got into his seat, and then he.Had a very silent meditation.
So, that day, after the service, I went to him and apologized.
Sorry, I didn't
今天有一个安排，他没讲什么安排，但我想到，哦，敬拜神要紧，我把他安排改了，我先来敬拜，但是迟到了，很对不起，他讲。
So at the end of the service, I was going to apologize, for not greeting him properly, but he actually grabbed the words out of my mouth, and he apologized. He said there was an arrangement. He did not talk about in detail who had come or so on, but he had canceled the appointment in order to come, and that's why he was late, and he apologized for his late arrival.
对，我有足够的理由相信，这老总统实在是个重生得救的基督徒，他不在应付人，他是敬畏真神，实在敬畏真神。
Therefore, I can really testify that he was a born again Christian because he was not merely socializing with men; he was really having a fear and respect for God.
他每一次都穿着长袍马褂，两年来我没有看到一次穿便装、穿西装或者穿什么军服，都是穿长袍马褂。那个乐天也穿着那个纱的马褂穿的走进来，都是穿着规规矩矩的敬拜神。
Every time he came to the worship, he always came in the Chinese formal, robe, long robe, even when it was very hot. He did not, dress casually.
所以我知道我们的诗班弟兄姊妹也，特别是姊妹们也很规矩，都不穿牛仔裤来。
I have noticed also that the sisters in our choir, they all come in very proper attire. They don't come in jeans.
这都是个人个人在神前的感觉了，我不能再规定一定要怎么样。个人在神间的感觉，要紧是你在主日听见主的话，转向真神，看见主的荣耀了，扑倒在神面前了，得着主的按手，这是我们的要求，是我们的盼望。
Really, the dress code is a very personal thing. I'm not going to specify anything. But the important thing is, on each Lord's Day, we must be able to listen to God's voice. We must turn around as a response. We must see the glory of God, and then we must fall at His feet.And then God will lay hands on us for to receive His blessing.
我们祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你教导我们怎么样在主日敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for teaching us how to worship thee on the Lord's Day.
我们从你的仆人约翰身上学到许多功课。
From thy servant John, we have learned a lot of lessons.
但愿这五个动作刻记在我们心板上。
May these five action words be impressed on our hearts.
好，让我们常常思想，反复思想，也常常照着去做，好来荣耀你的名。
That we may meditate upon in our hearts and also to follow these examples.
也求你特别纪念我们中间在座每一位弟兄姊妹和慕道的朋友。
We also pray and to remember all those that are amidst us today, whether they are Christians or not.
让我们学会怎么样在其日敌日来敬拜你。
That we learn how to worship thee on the Lord's Day.
也借着敬拜带下你天上的祝福。
And also through our worship to bring about blessings from above.
愿尊贵荣耀都归给你。
May glory be to thy name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.